All right, Matt Dunnigan's in here. Did you almost blow a wheel there on that chair?
I almost did.
Yeah, you're good, though.
I'm good.
What's happening, man?
Well, just getting a tutorial down there in Studio 6 with the new gadget we got going for tonight's pregame. So,
okay. Oh, yeah?
Trying to get that, wrap my head around that.
Nice.
Yeah, we've seen it in FIFA in the World Championship. Soccer guy's been using the board, and yeah, it's fantastic. So we're just incorporating that in our show tonight.
Nice. Who's got a better accent, you or the soccer guys?
Soccer guys.
You think so?
Soccer
you guys. Can't understand Stephen Caldwell, can you?
I do need
subtitles.
Subtitles.
The Scottish subtitles.
Yeah, I just turn it down and just watch the game.
We were talking about Calgary, and they're 4-0 now, and they've given up 38 points through 4 weeks.
It's ridiculous.
Yet, you know, Gord pointed this out, without a Grey Cup, but, I mean, the last 2 years they've been the best team in the league by a mile, and they lose in the Grey Cup.
Yeah. It's you got to get yourself there. You know, I was there 6 times. And only won it twice, but I always say you got to get yourself there in order to have a chance to win it. And they're a well-polished football team, and for some reason or another, it hasn't worked out for them the last 2 years. And it comes down to finishing, and they hadn't been able to finish in the big game. But they're a fun team to watch, dominant football team right now, where everybody else in the league is really not very consistent. And so when you watch Calgary go out there and impose themselves on the opposition week after week this early in the football season when everybody else is struggling out of the gate, it's pretty clear that they're a focused football team. Once again, I tip my hat to Dave Dickinson and his staff for getting them right.
Is that good for football? You think it's good for the league to have one team that looks like it's that much better than everyone else?
Yeah, I think you have that measuring stick. And I don't mind it at all. I think you have that in basketball. I think you have that in baseball right now. I'm not sure in the hockey world if you have that. I think there's a bit of a surprise this past year, certainly in the hockey world. Mm-hmm. But I don't mind it at all. They're the class of the league, and until they actually finish it off right, they can't say anything. Just go about their business, which is they take care of so far, and they'll be right back there. So I'm a little concerned because knees can be tricky and finicky. What I saw last night, and Bo Levi Mitchell going down and not being put into the ball game. I can understand why he didn't play in the second half because they're up 20-0. Didn't look like Ottawa's mustering up any type of pushback, and so sit him out. And their defense took over, and I thought that Nick Arbuckle did a nice job of being limited action and doing some good things. But I don't mind Calgary flexing their muscles earlier at all right now, Gord.
Matt Dunnigan in studio. The Argos, you know, you talk about injuries. We know what happened with Ricky Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm of the impression that everyone's just bracing for him to retire. But I haven't heard anything on that. I mean, do you expect an answer from Ricky Ray at any point soon? I mean, he's not going to play anytime soon. But we know that doctors have told him they would suggest he doesn't play.
Yeah, so what's the alternative?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But I don't think he has one. Mm-hmm. He's got doctors telling him, recommending he doesn't play football again. He's 38 years old. He's won 4 Grey Cups. He's got 2 young daughters, and he's probably got a bigger fish to fry.
Yeah,
and I think that decision's been made, but just hasn't been announced. With respect to Ricky and his decision and the Toronto Argonauts, let them have that moment whenever they see fit. But I think the writing's pretty clear that we're all seeing right now. And James Franklin is the future, and we'll see how he fares tonight.
How do you feel about Franklin as a quarterback?
Well, I give him a 5 on his effort last week. It was a good start and good finish, but in the middle, there wasn't a lot there. And it's not all him. You know, you got to credit the Edmonton Eskimos for being out there as well. But James Franklin is what he's been billed to be. He is a leader. He's going to have a chance to lead this football team now. He's 3-1 as a starter. He's thrown a little over 200 footballs in his young career. And, you know, I've said that he reminds me a lot of Warren Moon and the way he throws the football. I don't think his arm is as strong as Warren's was, but he's thick. Hey, look, this kid can do it all. When he came out of high school, he played outside of Dallas in Denton County and Lake Dallas School. And he played 2 years there. And when he came out his senior year, he was labeled by Rivalist.com, which is a big rating system down in the States for high school kids coming out in the university level. He's rated number four dual quarterback in the country. Then he went to Mizzou. His sophomore year, almost rushed for 1,000 yards and 15 touchdowns his sophomore year. So he can do it with his legs. He can do it with his arm. He's a natural-born leader, in my opinion. He's not too high, not too low. He's with Ricky Ray. He's with Mark Trestman. He's with a good group of people over there in Toronto that can continue to polish him. And so far, so good. But we'll see what happens tonight on the road.
But it takes time. Brick. But Matt, your point to me has always been it takes time. We remember Anthony Calvillo almost being out of the league after the stops in Vegas and Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Like the anointing a guy, he's the next great quarterback, puts so much on them, but it takes so much time, right?
Yep, I mean, it does. And this guy's been groomed in Edmonton. Now he's being groomed here in Toronto. Now he's getting his opportunity to play. So we'll see. That process is going to be elevated and expedited. And and it's a good thing because I think he's ready. Does he have the pieces around him? We'll soon find out. So does it put extra pressure on a young quarterback by saying that? Yeah. And I believe I phrased my comments last week. And now I don't want to put undue pressure on this kid, but he reminds me a lot of Warren Moon. He does. You know, it's kind of like when Zach Kolaris was on top of his game in 2013, 14, and part of 15. He reminded me a lot of Doug Flutie, the way he created and held the ball out in his hand like this when he was running and keeping the defense on their toes and in a rocking chair situation coming up or coming back. They didn't know Zach was like that. So, yeah, you say things because, yeah, that player reminds me of David Williams, or that player reminds me of the way James West used to play. Well, that's a good compliment. And yet it can put undue pressure, but it's the nature of the beast. I think people always go back to comparisons, and that's what I'm doing with this kid. And I think it's feathers in his hat. Now, can he live up to that? Is he going to be in the Hall of Fame at the end of his career in both countries? You know, it's like, no. I mean, who knows? But he reminds me a lot of Warren Moon at this point.
What about Johnny Manziel?
Mm. Well, I love where he's at. I really think that this is really good for him to be associated with football. He'll tell you that. He loves his team, his brothers, it's good for him personally moving forward, and I think it's a really big step. And people might think he's making steps in his career right now as we speak, but I think he is. He is doing the right things on a regular basis, being a teammate, being a pro. And I think that's huge in moving forward based on a 25-year-old trying to get over the hurdles that he's had to overcome and continues to deal with. So I think he's continuing to make growth even though he's not playing. And my question a couple of weeks ago is, if Chris Streveler is thrown into the fire straight out of college and doing this, why can't Johnny Manziel be?
About Winnipeg, yeah.
And the big question and the answer is pretty simple. Because he's got Jeremiah Mazzoli in front of him.
The guy in front of him has been the best player in the league.
And in spite of playing poorly last time he was on the football field against Saskatchewan, he still threw for over 300 yards, and he was off his game and uncomfortable because of Saskatchewan and their defense that night. It was a brutal, ugly game to watch.
Yeah.
But Mazzoli continued to be competitive. And I dare say that if that was another quarterback, they would have thrown for 200 yards, turned the ball over three or four times, and been probably knocked out of the ball game. But he stayed in there and gave his team a chance to win. But I just think that's the reason why. I mean, it's different with Manziel and Mazzoli, because Mazzoli is a six-year veteran in Hamilton, 8 years as a pro. And he's flexing his muscles right now, becoming an elite quarterback.
Matt Dunnigan in studio. And that's where my beef has always been is, you know, I've always felt like the negotiating rights system is just, it's stupid. I don't like it. I've never liked it. And I think it's really been highlighted
Like
here.
A neg list?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. The negotiation list. Mm-hmm. I don't like it because, you know, I think there's at least a couple teams in this league where Manziel probably should be playing or could be playing.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think Montreal would make a huge pitch for him if they could have?
If they could have.
Or Winnipeg. Exactly. They can't because of the system, right?
Right, right. And I think Saskatchewan being in the mix right now.
Right.
And coach is suicide to trade him right now. It's just not going to happen in the East for sure. If that ever did come to fruition, got to be somewhere in the West. But, as you see right now with what's going on and watching Nick Arbuckle, you know, being inserted in the ball game 30 minutes in last night, and you just never know. You're one play away from number two and two plays away from number three. So you got to have those quality backups. June's put himself in a pretty intriguing spot, one that's been under the spotlight ever since he made the comments last offseason about Johnny Manziel, arguably be the best quarterback ever play in the CFL, and we're just not going to be able to find out until something changes over there. And, but he is an intriguing fella, Gord. I had got a chance to spend time with him down in Austin. And I saw him at College Station at the pro day there, and I've been impressed. I've been impressed with his journey, and I'm glad people are giving him a second chance. And I'm glad to see him in uniform, simulated into football again.
Yeah, I'm with you though that easing back into it, and he's off page six. You know, TMZ's not following him around. Mm-hmm. No one knows what he's doing with his personal life. Mm-hmm. Like, in a way, that's probably just as important, because that was what was going on with Manziel. He was more of a celebrity than a football player.
We're only talking about as a football player. All we're talking
that's
about
what it seems
is
like,
he was
yeah.
a football player.
That's
which is,
awesome.
That's
which
what
is,
he needs.
That's a step in the right direction. That is growth. Yeah.
Great seeing you, Matt. Enjoy it tonight.
Yeah, guys. Anytime.
Right? We'll see you, Matty.
Yeah, I'm just right down the hall.
You can pop over whenever you want.
Gord, is this going to be a full-time gig for you?
No.
No?
Every once in a while.
We're doing some games together in September and October, I think.
Yeah.
Crazy town.
Yeah.
When you work with Matty, it is crazy town.
Why do you say that?
He sings on the air.
I try to enjoy myself.
Honestly, when you leave a football stadium with Matt Dunnigan, it's like walking out with the mayor. Like, we had a flight to catch one time.
First of all, it's you, and it's not me.
He's posing for pictures. He's shaking hands. I'm like, Matt, we got to go.
Yeah.
These
yeah.
are my people, though. That's you got to take time for the folks.
I know.
You're right.
But, Matt, the plane's leaving in 45 minutes.
That's your flight. My flight's like 4 hours later.
Exactly. Yeah. He can get out whenever he wants.
There you go. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right. See you later. There he is, Matt Dunnigan of the CFL on TSN. Again, Argos in Edmonton. You can watch it on TSN tonight.